for Delta 7 Japan Mobile.
In D7J, W4DJW. How's that hand, Bob?
Well, it's healing up. I've got a removable cast-like splint to wear, which is nice to be able to take it off and let it get a little air rather than having that permanent plaster boat anchor off the end of your arm.
Well, sorry to see that on your post, but glad to know you're getting better. What happened there?
An 8-foot stepladder, and instead of opening it up and standing it the way I should have, I just leaned it up against the side of a building to just needed to climb up there with the framing nailer, just nail a couple of nails in. And no sooner did I get to the top that I ended up at the bottom, so to speak.
So that was no higher than 8 feet, like from your feet to the ground? That was no more than an 8-foot drop?
Yeah, it was probably 12. The way it was, because I was probably too high on the ladder to begin with. You know, I stepped up too many steps. You're only supposed to go up whatever on an 8 foot or whatever, 6 feet or something anyway. But it was just a dumb mistake, and ended up getting a plate and about 12 screws and bruised some ribs and everything else.
I was wondering if you were going to have full use of that. Will it articulate the same way it did before after it heals with that plate in it?
You know, there would be a little limitation there, but it wasn't going to be significant. But the one problem that I'm having is, you know, when I fell, I think I pretty much jammed my fingers. At the same time, it broke my wrist, and my thumb is a little bit numb. My middle finger is numb, but my index finger is very numb, almost no feeling in the tip of it. So I'm hoping that's going to go away.
Oh, wow. That's, that lets you know there's, you know, you don't have to drop that far, right, for something bad like that to happen. I was doing that coming home from AWS reInvent out in Las Vegas, and it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. There was a bunch of delays, and I was wanting to get home, and I didn't want to wait for all the people that were trying to get on the escalator to go downstairs at the Greenville Spartanburg Jetport. And I said, okay, I'm just going to go down these stairs to bypass them all, because they were having trouble getting their luggage and everything, getting on the escalator. So I just picked up my bag and started walking down. I had a computer laptop across my shoulder, and I had my bag in the other hand, and I had one hand on the rail, and I just started going down those stairs, and I built up too much speed going down those stairs, and next thing I know, I was pedaling as fast as I could to keep my feet under my body, but it didn't work, and I hit that marble floor at the bottom, and that shoulder came loose, and it still bothers me today. That's just, sometimes we try to take shortcuts, and it's not such a good idea. W4DJW.
Right, and that's pretty much exactly what I did. Now, I'm hoping my wrist is still pretty swelled from the fall, the surgery, everything. So I'm hoping that I've got a little bit of, we'll just call it carpal tunnel tightness in that wrist where the surgery was, and it's causing this finger, these finger issues. And hopefully when it all heals, this will disappear. But it's difficult because your fingers are like paralyzed. They move. I can move them, but you can't feel them. So picking up screws and you know, different items is difficult at best.
Is that the finger that you use to press the shutter button on the camera or to turn the VFO on the ham radio?
Hand that got screwed up, the wrist that got broken, what have you, was my left hand, and I'm right-handed, so no, and I can still, even though it's limited, my skills, I can still send CW, and I can still press the transmit button, so, you know, life has not come to an end yet.
Okay, well, that's the important, not really, that's the important part. Make sure you can still do your stuff, the stuff you want to do, as long as that right hand is still working good. You're in good shape.
Exactly right. Listen, Dave, I just pulled into Home Depot. I got to get to fix a toilet at my house. Got a little spreading constantly, so I got to pull that stuff out, put new in, and got to stop and get my propane tanks. They're filling them for $13 up here, so I got 4 of them. I'm getting them all filled.
Okay. Okay, Bob, just heard you in there and hadn't heard a progress report on how you're doing since then, so just wanted an update. Anyway, be careful out there. In D7J, W42DJW.
Will do, Dave. Thanks for chiming in. It's always, always good to hear you. And you take care. W4DJW and D7J is now in the big orange antenna store. 73.